even when something seems like it should be an easy decision, God still wants to be part of it. Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's word in your life. Have you ever made a decision that felt like an easy yes, only to regret it later? Well, that's what happened in Joshua 9. The Israelites looked at the situation, trusted their gut, and skipped, asking God for help. And it backfired. We've all done the same thing, thinking we're saving time or handling something too small to bother God with. But the truth is, He wants to be invited into every part of our lives, even when the answer seems obvious. And that's the name of today's Devo, Even When the Answer Seems Obvious, by Emily Acker. In Joshua 9, a group of deceptive people came to the Israelites. They bring moldy bread and wear old clothes, saying that they have traveled far and the bread was fresh and warm when they left home. Well, the Israelites examined their provisions and then they accept the lies. Instead of going to God and asking Him what to do, they believe their visitors. Only later do the Israelites find out they have been tricked. When things seem simple, and we think we have the ability to figure everything out, it's almost as if we try to save God time by handling it on our own. It's like we think that He's too busy and we're doing some good deed by taking care of things without Him. How many times do we end up in messes like the Israelites did because of this? Proverbs 3:5 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding." God tells us not to rely on our own understanding of a situation. Instead, He always wants us to come to Him for help. No matter what we are facing, no matter how simple things might seem, God invites us to seek Him before we make a decision. He knows what's best, and He always has the answers we need. Okay, let's talk about this for a second. We've all made decisions without first reaching out to God and ended up regretting it. Yet God is so merciful to us that even when we mess up, He extends help. This is the hope of the gospel. When we were drowning in our sin, helpless to save ourselves, Jesus died on the cross and rose from the grave to save us. And even after we've put our trust in Jesus, He continues to show us mercy when we mess up. Can you think of a time God helped you in the aftermath of a bad decision? As we seek God, He guides us through His Holy Spirit, His Word, the Bible, and His people, the church. Have you ever experienced God guiding you in a decision you had to make? What was that like? Consider taking a moment to thank Him for this. Is there a situation in your life right now where you think you know what to do? Have you talked to God about it yet? Even if the answer seems obvious, you can ask Him to either confirm what you're planning to do or steer you in another direction. Now, as you and I can read in Joshua 9:14, the Israelites sampled their provisions but did not inquire of the Lord. And don't just take my word for it. Dive deeper into Joshua 9 and James 1:5 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries. And do you want to spend some more time with God this summer and maybe win some cool stuff while you're at it? Well, join the Summer Reading Challenge and enter to win July's prize pack. It's a swan pool float, a Woboba ball, and a new Unlocked t-shirt. So head to unlocked.org/summer to get started right now. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie. Ruth's story started with heartbreak, but ended in hope. And it points to the kind of Redeemer Jesus is for us today. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.